It is silent. I hear girls playing, laughter. I take down my hands and open one eye. I'm on my back in the cemetery. The breeze brings the sounds of a croquet game on the back lawn. There is dirt on my boots and my skirts where I've been writhing. Wilhelmina is gone. I am alone. Eugenia Spence's grave is whole. The violet I dropped is there, and all I can do is sob, out of fright and frustration. On rubbery legs, I weave through the gravestones. The crows descend like black raindrops. They light on the headstones. I put my hands to my ears to silence their hideous caws, but they crawl under my skin like a poison. I stagger down the hill and sit, crying softly, hugging my knees to my chest. If I hadn't kicked my way out of that grave, or was I even there? No, I felt her pull my hair, felt myself fall, the dirt closing in, and then it was as if it had never happened. Wilhelmina Wyatt frightens me. She could see into the dark. That was what Eugenia said about her once. But what if she is part of the darkness? What if she's working with the creatures? And I no longer know if she means to help me or kill me. I watch the girls running around the maypole. Tomorrow they'll don their costumes and flit about it like pixies without a care in the world at our May Day masked ball. A little tickle of cold starts in my stomach and whooshes out to the rest of me. Tomorrow, May Day, May 1st, the birth of May. Beware the birth of May. I cannot get warm. Whatever Eugenia feared, what Miss Wyatt meant to warn me about, will happen tomorrow, and I've no idea what it is or how to stop it. When I see Miss McCleary and Mrs. Nightwing bent toward each other in conference, I shake. In their every glance, every laugh, every touch, I see danger. All around me, the girls prance about, drunk on excitement, oblivious to my fear. The little ones play in their costumes, whilst Bridget scolds them and insists they'll dirty their pretty dresses, and then where will they be? They nod solemnly and promptly ignore her. "Why don't you come join us, love?" Bridget calls, seeing my long face. I shake my head. "No, thank you. I'm not good company just now." Mrs. Nightwing glances at me, brow slightly furrowed, and my skin itches. I can't stay here. I decide to take refuge in Fee's tent. I'm surprised to see her sitting there all alone. Her lips tremble. "Fee?" I say. She wipes her tears with unforgiving hands. "Well, I've done it now," she says, with a laugh that's too hard. "I've charmed them, all right."
"What do you mean?"
She holds up a letter.
"It's from Mother. Lady Markham has agreed to sponsor me if I will marry her Horace."